Blog Talk Radio.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, you feel me? B Raw Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Ric Flair, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now tell me, right now you chilling with my homegirl, Chuck Mommy. You feel me on Chocolate City Radio? Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now tell me.
What's happening? This is your man Money B, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Chalk Mommy. And all of us right now, we all riding the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy Dylan Dillinger cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? Right here with Chalk Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right? You see me.
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D. Just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Chalk Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement, or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. Holla at your boy.
Listen to that baby making music.
Hey, this is Vin Keaton, and I'm chilling with Chalk Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is Dude Stylistic. And right now, I'm riding the chocolate wave with my homegirl, Chalk Mommy. Let's get it!
What's up, y'all? This your boy, Carter B of 4Play Media Group, and I'm riding the chocolate wave with the Chalk Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we ride the chocolate wave. Hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Chalk Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate mommy.
Okay, I know everybody's like, what's in my cup? Okay, every now and then, depending on the fuck I feel when I do my show, I tend to drink. So, I'm trying to test the theory that if I drink a peach Ciroc, will my pussy taste like peaches? So, I haven't had my pussy yet, and so I've been trying this. So, I'm just like, ooh. That's like one of my favorite drinks now is pizza rock. Tonight is going to be a crazy ass show because I have Kingy. He's supposed to be coming on tonight between 8:30 and 8:45, I want to say. So it's going to be interesting. He has a new mixtape that's coming out. So his management hit me up and was like, they wanted him to come on the show. And you know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, sure. But you know, he can't come on my sex talk show and I not hit him with the questions. His ass was playing like, boom, boom. Hey, what happened with such and such? And what about this one? You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't be me if I didn't do it. Like Trey said, like, I would be me if I wasn't a little bit nasty. So, about the show. So I decided to go ahead and make sure my face was together and all that good stuff. So I'm waiting for my brother to come and go. As you know, normally tonight is t-shirt and panties night. I can't be in the office and my brother come up here. Then it's like, Phoebe and my t-shirt and panties. Oh, for those of you that, I'm short, I'm 5'5". For those of you that don't know what I look like, as far as my shape and everything goes, okay, this is me. I have on some stretch jeans or whatever. And I have like a little see-through shirt or whatever. that's what I'm working with tonight. I'm gonna ride the chocolate wave. I'm gonna ride the chocolate wave. So, oh my God, I'm so crunk and I'm gonna be so right. So just tell you, ain't no telling what the fuck is gonna come from my mouth tonight. Ain't no telling what the fuck I'm gonna do. So I don't give a fuck. I'm gonna give you a heads up. You know what I mean? So if I feel like, hit you with the flex, then then you can go ahead and go. I'm even wearing earrings. Y'all, I feel like really girly tonight. I don't do the earring thing, but no, I'm finding myself. So yes. Coconut Ciroc is not better. Fuck a Cocoloso. And only thing Dee did right was make Peach Ciroc. Fuck the berry Ciroc, even though it does go down smooth. I am Peach. Georgia, I live in Georgia. Female called their please peaches. People call them little berry. Oh, come hey berry, come kiss berry. No, my coochie's name is Chica. So anytime I say Chica, I'm talking about my sister. So Chica is her name, and she's tattooed them. It has like this is like Chica right here. They have the word Chica tattooed right across there. I sure do. And so, tonight, somebody sent me, well, not even tonight, the other day, somebody sent me some music, and it's fitting for the show. It is, like, so fitting for the show because it's nasty. You know what I'm saying? It's, like, very, very nasty, and that's what we do on this show. We get nasty with it. Oh my God, here goes a song. This is nasty. This one right here. Oh, y'all can spot on this one. Somebody told me about it. And Caprice is going to be on tonight. So make sure, it's going to be at 9 o'clock or something like that. And it's going to be crazy. So I'm not even going to tell y'all the name of this song. So many of y'all nasty motherfuckers should already know what the hell it is. But just in case you don't, here it is. It's called Let Me Smell Your Dick. Okay, so I hope this is the right one. Better. Let's see.
Wash up, spray it, go about business. We'll fuck
no way my baby be fucking like this and then she fucking somebody else. Y'all do it, we do it. Only thing I'm saying is we just took y'all fucked up ways and took it to another level. And there are some cases that's probably like a 20 to 25% out success rate where a man can turn a hoe into a housewife. My kids have done it. Yes, I'm telling you, you can turn a hoe into a housewife. And she'll be a good housewife at that. You know what I'm saying? Keep the dick coming. Jimmy Neutron, yes, fuck, you can. You can turn a hoe into a housewife. Contrary to what you may believe, or maybe you dare different. Maybe it's hood rats that you fucking with, and you can't turn a hood rat. You know what I'm saying? She goes from a hood mice to a hood rat. And no, once a hoe, always a hoe. Because I used to be a hoe back in the day. You know what I mean? So I'm not a hoe now. I'm open about everything. What? Oh, what the hell happened? Just,
You didn't think what life was going to be like.
Oh, what the hell happened?
Mom.
Oh, that, where the hell is that coming from? Ooh, hold on. I don't know where this shit is coming from.
Real milk. Fine. Oh. Tasty granola.
Oh, shit. Hold on, y'all. There's some crazy shit going on over here. I got, like, all these fucking browsers up, and I don't know where shit is coming from. This is retarded. Let me talk about some of this shit, because I'm telling you. Oh, you know what? I think I found it, where it was coming from. It was coming from the changing thing that I have. Oh, okay. So,
Bomber.
They said bye, ho. Okay. Damn. That was from the song that I'm going to play for Chingy. It was like a little fucking advertisement. Oh, my gosh. I be watching too much porn. No, Jimmy, I don't watch porn. Why would I watch porn when I can just watch myself? I'm a better person, and my shit is real. It's not like the dude is like, oh, come right now, and then he comes and all this other shit like that. No, I don't do porn. I do video clips. So one day you might live and learn a few things or whatever. So I gotta play another song because y'all fucking up my rotation. Y'all fucking with me tonight. So let's see. What are we gonna? Oh, I gotta make some more other stuff. So I'm just all over the place tonight. I swear I can't stand drinking. When I drink, my mind be like a million other places and shit. So, let me get to the music that somebody sent for me. But, before I do that, y'all already know. Where's Chris Brown at? Because t-shirt and panties night, right? So, before I even give y'all that, let me give y'all another song so I go be sure that it's okay for me to do my t-shirt and my panties and whatnot. So, you know what? I'm going to give y'all something real good. Matter of fact, let me ask my chat room, is there anything that you guys would like to hear before I go play my other song and do what I normally do? I'm waiting. Any, Wolf, you got anything you want to hear specifically before I start playing that? Any Trick Daddy? Okay. I got you. Trick Daddy. So here we go.
Hell no, I'm hollering for the fucking trick. I don't have smell of light. Hell no.
Get a run off in your high, get on in your mind, throw your mom.
know, man, nigger, man, bitch, that hoe, that slut, whatever. You know what I'm saying? That was like one of them classic ass songs, boy. I think that song every hood rap anthem. Y'all know niggas like me that are taking fuck about 5 years, your daddy, then your granddaddy, your uncle. Man, I swear, I could not stand that damn song. That was not the shit I was about to say. I'm not about to tell you damn fuck about 5 of your friends. I ain't even gonna tell you. I was just gonna do it to me. I could just be sitting at the table and just have a group discussion. Just be like, damn, y'all, damn. Man, her shit was good. And so, I've always had good pussy. Even back when I was a teenager and I was scared the fuck. I guess it was just marinating. So I came into my 40s. That shit's just super addictive right now. I got that addictive pussy. Hell yes. Yes, Jimmy, I am 43 years old. I'm not her last month, so. Oh, no. In fact, I'll be real personal. I have 4 kids, 27, 25, 21, and 16. And I have 8 grandkids. Yeah, I am a G-MILF, a grandma you like to fuck, yes. So, 8 grandkids, 4 kids, I'm like, shit, I got more grandkids than my mama got. That's a damn shame. My kids are some Spanish little motherfuckers. Oh, I swear. Okay, now, y'all already know that shit is about to get crazy, because it's like t-shirt and panties night, right? So, it's like, I know my little bruh is in the chat room. He's like, but you're gonna see me in my shirt and my boy shorts. Because boy shorts is my shit or whatever. So, you know how I am? I play Chris Brown and other stuff like that. So, I don't know. So, you know, I have to play it. I just have to play it. That's like my shit. I gotta find it. I was trying to pull it up, but I had to go do something else. So, let's see here. Yes. Chris Brown. And it's getting hot in here. I don't know if it's because I'm drinking or, you know, I got the temperature, the heat up, and I'm upstairs. You know, heat rises to the top. I don't know what the fuck it is, but I'm find my song so I can go ahead and play it. And Jimmy, it's not because of you that it's getting hot in here. Big edit, Jimmy, you trying to warm up, just do not make me hot. They just make me want to pray for them that they'll grow a dick one day. So, Chris Brown, make him the call. And anytime I don't bring up my Windows Media Player, it takes a minute for this shit to come up. But y'all got the right bitch tonight. I'm on one. I swear. I was looking for a job. I was smoking one. But I don't even smoke. So here it is with Pizza Rock. Here we go. Damn it, it's coming. I swear to go through this air. I thought you were like, what? Alright, hold on.
Like a drug.
to be like one of the best shows ever. I love me and I love doing my radio show. I like having fun. I like teasing. I like giving people sexual advice. I like all kinds of shit. I just love me. And something else that I love more than me is busting a nut when I haven't fucked in a long time. So it's like, I swear, life is good. I'm good. I'm playing some pass tonight. Everybody is coming in here because they saw me take off my pants and everything like that. Now, towards the end, if I get really bad, though, I can get the get most of my show just in case I get this. But everybody that's out there tonight, it is T-shirt and panties tonight, okay? T-shirt and panties, boy shorts, okay? So what I see is for guys, if you're boxers, ladies, if you're at home, I need you to get your t-shirt and your pants. Matter of fact, let's see here. Yes. This is so fitting, but this is like such a fitting song. Let's see here.
I'm not
love that song. Get in panties on. So, anyway, I swear, that room was awesome. And what in the fuck am I missing? Woo! Like, real, I'm missing so much. I'm trying to behave myself, but it's hard. It's so hard. Oh, my goodness. Okay, now, I told Chingy's manager to make sure. To make sure he calls in like 8:45. And no, actually, Pizza Rock doesn't have me being naughty, Jimmy. I do this regardless. You know what I mean? Pizza Rock is just making me feel really good or whatever. So, it's just like, I just like drinking and I like entertaining. And it's just going to be like one of those fucking days. But I'm like really happy and whatnot. So what I need to do is play another song. God, I kind of wish that somebody would co-host so I can see them so they can get me all hot and hot and bothered and whatnot. So, I also been playing some old fucking, damn, that's what I was supposed to be doing. I am tripping. Now I'm like all over the place. Y'all have to excuse me. I guess this Pizza Rock got me all over the place. Now, what the hell is that song, guys? Because I actually listened to it today and I was really shocked because it had some nice music. And they're from Florida or whatever. And it says, this one right here is Would You Mind? Somebody eating some pussy or something. So here we go.
I want to treat you right.
669 number, and I hope this is a reprise. Hold on one second. Let me see. 469-579, you're riding the chocolate wave.
Hey, it's Caprice. Just got off work.
Hey. Are you near your, are you driving now?
Yes, I'm actually on the highway.
Girl, when you get home, go to the website so you can cam up so I can co-host it so people can see you. And I will see you get on before I play the road and take my shirt off. Then I'm going to be a bra and panty.
Well, I don't know about that tonight. I do have some plans with a guy, so I'm tuning in for a little bit. I kind of got, you know, plans for this evening. And
are you lucky? Are you fucking tonight?
I definitely am. I had a long week, and I have to get out some frustrations. So.
Oh my God! Are we doing anal tonight? Because you're giving me some ideas.
No, we're not. Not no anal tonight. I don't know. I don't know. That'll be for special nights, but you know, it's not that special tonight.
I'm sitting on the rock, and after the show is going, I'm going out.
I hear you.
I'm just saying. After Saturday and special episode, girl, you made me almost want to stick my dildo in my ass and fuck it, but I was like, nah, peaceful, because I need so much natural shit from a dick. My boy couldn't get to me, but oh yeah, y'all be in the right direction, like, really. I'm just like,
girl.
Oh my goodness. So it's just like, I don't know. Matter of fact, I want to send Chingy's manager a fucking text message. Oh, wait a minute. Do I even have her damn number? I think there. And be like, what the fuck is he? I hate when people want to come on my show and get fucking late. You know what I mean? That's not.
Yeah. Yeah, I was looking forward to this. You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
We've had
plans for this one.
Oh, we still got plans. So I just got to go with my DMs and try. Right. I swear, man, I have so many damn messages on Twitter, so it's not crazy. Just not even funny. Why don't you tell everybody who you are in case they missed it and everything, and then, you know, I'm going to add my little extra spin on it and tell them how cute you are and how sexy you are, and you're just like, ooh, girl, you're like my home girl.
Did you get the pictures I sent to your email?
Oh, start tweeting them, bitches. I just said turn them upright because they were sideways.
You know, I mean, I'm not really a mastermind on the computer. I can get on Twitter and check my Facebook, though.
Oh, wow. That is all that matters. So go ahead and tell everybody who you are, because I know people are like, who is this? Like, where did he come from? They haven't even seen a picture yet. The picture is going to make them sick. Dick's going to be hard. Heart's going to be broken. And then everybody's going to fuck.
You can post the picture if you want. It's actually my Twitter, Avi, anyways. But I'm the Black Dahlia on Twitter, and my name is Caprice, and I'm fucking cool. I'm the coolest, freakiest.
You're going to be in the March issue of Chocolate City Magazine.
Yes, I most definitely am. I mean, I don't know if you had any questions for me. I can answer them. But, yeah, you just got to let me know what's up, because I'm going to definitely purchase that.
It's a free magazine, and I'm going to send you some questions over. And this is going to be awesome, because you get them however you want to answer them. There's no friendship with Chocolate City. You know, we get dirty, we get nasty, we get freaky.
You know I know.
Oh, woo, yes, I'm speaking about the cop that wants to his ass whipped, but he didn't want to come out and say it because he lived in Atlanta. He won't think he was gay, but he's originally from Philly.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll buy that one for a fucking dollar, Alex.
Right. Oh, Lord. I just made it home. I'm trying to straighten up, get this evening started right. You know.
See, you know what? I think I'm going to make a voice note of whatever activities happen tonight.
You say what?
I think I'm going to make a voice note.
Really?
You know, like, yeah, when you be kids, if you see that shit, you like, we're like about to come and all that other stuff like that. When you record of it, girl, it drives people crazy because what people don't understand is like, people get horny all the time, right? It's not really the act to watch somebody fuck that turns you on. It's more the sound effects that a motherfucker makes. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because what I find myself doing is like, I try to get into porn, but I just can't. Like, I really can't. Like, it absolutely does nothing for me. Like, okay, I went to school for theater. And, like, the acting in pornos just bother me. Like, I can't get turned on because the acting is so bad.
Yeah.
Am I the only one who feels this way?
I feel you. Because, you know what? It's like, hold on. I gotta find it. I'm just with it right here. This right here, to me, is like, you're having a good orgasm. You cannot see it. No matter what the fuck you do, whatever. What's with your toy or dick? That's why I don't understand how men sit there and let women, like, fight them about fake orgasms or whatever. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
You know when I'm coming. Because my shit is like, whether it's dick or toy.
Exactly. And then, like, sometimes they overdo it. You know what I mean? And, like, it just gets on my fucking nerves. I'm like, okay, turn this bitch off, like, because I can't feel myself if she yelling. You know what I mean? Like, I'm the main show. So I'm going to need her to turn it down a bit.
See?
That's
like,
just me.
Right here. I'm playing with my toy. And my man was like, you know what? You can do it on SoundCloud, blah, 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 right? So, this is coming. And put it on my tape. So, you know, it's coming.
Oh, God.
Normal, but when they're fucking like, oh yeah, fucky, I'm like, seriously, like, who fucking sounds like that? Like, you know, maybe Bob from fucking New Hampshire can get off to this shit, but Caprice, nah, I can't. Home, and then the mailman comes by. First of all, when does the mailman ever come by without a shirt on? That's just what I want to know.
When
it doesn't happen.
Mailman knocks on the door. You know what I'm saying? They put it in your mailbox.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, what the fuck? That's what my mailbox is for. You ain't the UPS man. I don't need to see you.
I'm just like, what in the hell? I mean, the shit is so fucking retarded. I'm just like, okay, or the milkman. Okay, motherfucker. Like, you're bringing me milk. What the fuck? Like,
right. Who does that?
Yeah, I can go to the corner to Walgreens, Food Lion.
Or Walmart, hello, Walmart, and fucking get some milk. Half of these bitches got WIC. You know what I'm saying? Go get your WIC. You got milk. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I don't know. I think maybe I should be a fucking porn director. Let's do something a little more natural. You know what I'm saying? Like some friends go out to the club. You know, she see this dude, she feeling, he see her, they go back to the house, and then fuck. You know, that's not crazy. That happens every fucking weekend. Like, you know what I mean? A lot of people can relate to that shit.
Or in the car. Me personally, if I'm wanting to fuck you, I don't want to go to no hotel, I want to go back to my crib, I'm going to test drive you. I mean, people can say what the fuck they want to say about me. I fuck on the first night. I need to know what the game is like. I'm just saying. I need to find out if you're big enough to satisfy me. I need to find out if you can make me come on your own. Or do I have to visualize you and somebody else? I always wanted the fuck that have dick in that way. So in that way, I'm not going to sit here and be getting you on the phone 2, 3, 4 hours a night every day and have feelings. And then when we fuck, you sorry, then I got to sit here and contemplate on, I want to carry on with this, or maybe I can turn you into a good fucker. No. Motherfuck you. Like, you know what I'm saying? Why the men get mad? You call them motherfuckers. All y'all fucking somebody mama. Like, really?
See, I like tall guys, so, I mean, the car is cool, but it's probably very limited on space. Like, I like tall men. Like,
that's why you gotta have an SUV. Expedition.
You fucking right.
I'm also just need to pull you outside.
Exactly.
Open the car door, send you over, and then just be like, bang, 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 bang. That's all he needs to do right there. Whether inside, because I had my first threesome back here before, downtown Atlanta, in the open. Well, it's a lot of shit you can do in a car.
This is true.
He just gonna have some short legs. I mean, his legs just be hurting or whatever. And
you know what? Okay. Like, last time I told you that, you know, I like danger, right? I'm a very dangerous type of girl. So here's your homework for whenever. I mean, you just got to relay the message back to me. I need you to, of course, get that guy that you're going to fuck in a very fast car and to have him do a 90 in a parking garage while you're fucking him and sucking him. That is amazing.
That is
perfection right there.
I think one time, and I guess I was on some trifling shit, I drove to New York. And I wouldn't see my boyfriend at the time because we was having problems. And sometimes you just got to be the woman about shit and go get shit right. So I went to New York so me and him could make right. Basically, we just needed to fuck and just get all the shit out of the way. So I go to New York. First time that I've been to New York, right? Man, I had so many plans to stop at every borough on my way back to get some other dick motherfuckers I have been talking to. This bitch is just like, you know what? I'm going to fly to North Carolina with you to make sure you make it home safely, and I'm going to fly back. I'm like, what? I said, that is the quickest blocking moment ever. But I'm mad because I put my Suburban and cruise control, sit back in the seat, threw my leg up, down 95.
Hey.
I didn't find the dick that I was going to get because his tongue game was on point. Then pulled over at the truck stop in between the truck and
okay.
Fuck, man, I swear, I turned that little Puerto Rican and Italian motherfucker out. Then when we got to my crib, I mirror play. So it's like, mm-hmm. I'm having to fuck me to the back, right? And I'm like, mm-hmm. The shit's feeling real good. You know what, fuck, let's go to the bathroom. And then, fuck, this guy pulling your hair, making you
yes.
In the rear. I ran mm-hmm. out this motherfucking hair like, bitch, look in the mirror, lick that face, you better make a motherfucker.
Look at what you did.
That is not Mr. Stroke. Give me that dick. Give me that dick. Then I took him and threw him on the bed and fucked the hell out of him.
Dang. Have you ever gotten a pearl necklace before? Do you know what I mean? Like sexual terms?
Tell me about it.
Oh, okay. It's when you're sucking his dick and he's about to come and he pulls it out and he rubs it, like, on your neck and gives you a pearl necklace.
Now, I will smack the shit out of a motherfucking dude. Do you know?
I've never had it.
He don't need the nut on my neck. He needs to nut in my mouth so I can swallow. I'm on a dick like you. Protein is a bitch body.
That's what I'm talking about.
Nah, I mean, you know what? You know what? see, you, God, because he might be a smart ass or something.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. You're going to get me in trouble. Hold on. I don't even know my boyfriend over my heart, but does it even matter? I mean, as long as his dick, I don't need to know his number by heart, right? Watch this.
Sorry, I missed your call. Let me sign the phone and the name, number, and a brief message, and I'll be sure to get back to you as soon as possible.
Hi, babe. I know you don't recognize this number, but this is the show number. I was calling you because I was talking to the priest, and every time I talk to her, she always be talking about some freaky shit. And now I'm looking horny, and I want to know if you would come on my neck and give me a pearl necklace. And you get the message, call me back on my phone.
He gonna be like, oh, fucking what? Now a typical nigga would be like, bitch, I ain't buying you shit. He might not know what a pearl necklace is. He might be thinking we telling him to go to, like, Jacob the Jewelers or something.
Knowing me and my freaky ass, he know it got something to do with fucking already in the dog from when he went to All-Star Weekend and
mm-hmm.
I had a sister tantrum and shit, and I was like, and I was just being a brat, so I already know that when he give me some dick, it's going crazy because he always be beating the pussy up, he beating me up, whatever, but I got mm-hmm. to trick him. Every time I suck a dick and pop him off, I make sure he can't come back. You know what I'm saying? I make sure I'm the champion tonight. So what I would do is cut out the gate, suck the dick, and this time I'm going to come up because I'm going to go to that line that opens to the nut sack. I'm going to tap the ass with my tongue and then go back up to dick real quick and make him come. And then I'm going to laugh because I'm going to keep sucking him and sucking him. He's going to get that permanent cramp in his toes and he ain't going to fuck me. And I would have won that night.
You were something else.
this is what you do. See, when you come on my show and you start talking to me about certain things or whatever, it just triggers. And I'm
a memory. You got a memory for everything, which is great. I can't wait to be as experienced as you, I must say.
Man, you know what? It's going to come because for me, I just be like, ooh. Now, the one thing I can tell y'all I'm not going to do because I'm not that nasty, I am not going to let you fuck in my ass and then I suck your dick. Shit is not something I eat.
I'm not with that either. My pussy, cool, but.
But the ass, even if you come in the ass, you need to wash your dick in order to get back up and cheat.
This is true.
No trichomonas, no yeast infections, no chlamydia.
Yes. Bacterial infections, like, and a lot of ladies don't know that, and they be wondering what the fuck is going on. Like, if you have sex in your ass, you're not supposed to put it directly back in your pussy. You're not. Because there's so much fucking bacteria. I don't give a fuck who you are. I don't give a fuck how clean you think you are. You still shit. Like, regardless. There's just bacteria that lives in there regardless. Like, so you need to not do that unless you fucking want your vagina to fall out.
Well, I'm motherfuckers anyway. And for all you motherfuckers that sit out and lie, there is nothing clean about your shit. No clean shit. I don't care if you put it in your phone when your shit do
Exactly. Like, and I'm just, you know, I never found myself a shit either. You know, this is just, it's not what's happening. So.
Oh, shit. Oh, God. I got special guests in the motherfucking building. And we're sitting up here talking about shit. Wow. What a shot. You know what I mean? So hold on.
Hello.
Hi, 314.
I heard some sexy ladies out here.
Hey.
Hey, how y'all doing?
I'm
Wait,
good.
Fine. How are you doing?
I'm good, too.
So, go ahead and tell
ladies,
everybody.
Ladies, what's going on?
Hey.
How y'all doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing great. You know what? I can't complain. I really can't complain. You know, it's beautiful. You know.
That's what's up.
Waking up, breathing. So everything is good, you know. I'm going to make my next move my best move.
So, I hear you got a new project coming out.
A new who?
A new project, your mixtape.
Yes, ma'am. Jackpot Back coming out March 6th. I need everybody to download that. You can download it off deathpiff.com, livemixtapes.com, midwestmixtapes.com. So, Jackpot Back coming out. And the first record off Jackpot Back is Let It Go, produced by Jay Class. And y'all got that?
Yes, matter of fact, I'm
going to
play the dirty version because ain't shit clean about this show. So, here we go. Now, this better be it right here. Hold on.
Are you messing with it? There we go. He threw it right on. Let it go.
Don't be And the dance and everything made history.
And some people don't know that. Some people don't realize that. That made history.
It really did.
You don't find too many people, like new artists that come out. And when I say make history, change how countries of people say certain things. And when I say certain things, like, I don't know how to say there. Like, I can't say there. You know what I'm saying? Like, it sounds funny even saying it to y'all right now. I can't say there. I got to say but. You know what I'm saying? It's just how I talk.
Yeah.
So I go place to place, and people be like, say right there. And they think, I guess, I don't know if they think it's a gimmick or whatever the case may be, but that's how I talk.
Yeah.
You know, and they be like, this is not how you say it. Like, it became this, it became a fad. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it really did. Yeah. Like, you and Nelly, that, you and Nelly were the
one.
It
became a straight trend. It became a straight trend.
Yep.
But I'm going to say this. Nell made it popular. I made it famous. But we come from the same place. Like, you know what I'm saying? But that's like, to be honest, that's very true.
It is. Because I mean, he would say it and people kinda, you know, hit it a little bit, but you really like, I mean, you have old people saying right there. Like you really
right.
do. Like my school teachers.
Your school teacher said it?
Huh? Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Yes, my school teacher.
Wow. I was just in the bar, and they was like, oh, are you old enough to get in here? And asking me that, they was like, oh, no, that's Chingy. And it was older people really, like, recognized my face and recognized the song and everything. So you can imagine the love I get across the world just from that phrase right there. I should have copywritten. I should have copywritten it, and I will
you
be should've. Making... I should have copyrighted. Flat out.
Yeah. I agree.
Well, the next time I fuck, I'm going to tell my dude to put it right there.
Be like, hey, not right there, right there.
Right. Oh, okay.
We're going to play that song, then we're going to come back, because this is about to be fucking crazy, I swear. I'm drinking Pizza Rock, so it's
You drinking Pizza Rock right now? How you drinking Pizza Rock? Like, they let you drink Pizza Rock from the earth?
I want to. I'm Chalk
Mommy. Okay. You know what?
Go
on, okay.
My pussy tastes like peaches. So I gotta keep
your pussy tastes that. Like peaches. Okay, I like
just
that.
I followed
then,
you on Twitter.
Hey, I'm glad it tastes like peaches and not sardines.
No sardines. People
got to
ask for some old salty pussy, just not on this show.
I feel you.
So here we go. We're right there.
Right there. Yeah.
What the fuck?
Oh. Dude, what? They bringing memories back. I'm high. I've been drinking this shit all day and hit that blunt like certified fast. Stay in the good love, you think you got it honest. Every real life girl remind me of Pocahontas. She be in it.
With a nice wetland trip. It's against the law, I heard a moon in the hip. If you ever seen it dirty, your mouth don't drop. Worldwide niggas probably see it. It's off top. I like the way you do that right. Yeah, that was that shit right there, right, D? I think a lot of motherfuckers talk. Motherfuckers don't be wanting to give me that, though, right? They don't be wanting to give me that. They don't be wanting to give me that because they know I changed the world. You know what I'm saying? That's history. Motherfuckers want to talk about history. That's history. And we still riding around and we getting it. Let's go.
I'm 27.
No, you're not old.
27. It's like, it doesn't make me feel old.
No. Mm-mm. You're not old. I was just young as hell. But, like, it took me back to fucking middle school.
Hey, you know what? I keep it all the way real, right? So, mm-hmm. I ain't even going to sit here and purposely. I'm finna be 32 next week.
And, I mean, I just saw one of your videos on YouTube. Like, you've been in the gym, right? Because them arms is, man,
You like my arms. You like my own.
Nah.
I mean, you want me to, okay. I can bear hug you, if that's what you want. I can give you a little bear hug.
Well, I just followed you on Twitter, so you can hug me.
Okay, I'm going to see you, and I'm going to give you a little bear hug.
It's the Black Dahlia.
Okay, gotcha.
Caprice, did you see the picture that I used to promote for the show? It's like he has grown the fuck up.
A lot of people thought I was younger than what I was, but that's because I got oily skin, you know, so I can't help that. That run in the family, you dig?
But that's going to be good when you're 60.
Oh, yeah, when I'm 60, I'm going to be looking like I'm 40.
Exactly, so.
I'm good. So, but you know.
This is like a sex talk show, and me personally, I can't even say that I kept up with your career the whole time because I didn't funded vacation for 3 years and 8 months. I was in prison, so you know I couldn't follow everything like I wanted to. So, you know, I got videos, this, that, and the third, and then you know all these crazy ass rumors. Started circulating and everything like that with Star and then Giselle. And me personally, you can't always believe everything you hear and you say.
Mm-hmm.
People always have
Let me explain something to you real quick. All my career, I've never had any problems. Since when I came out with Right There on my first album, I never had any problems with people saying anything about me out in the media or anything. So when I did my second album and I got a little fame, I got a little celebrity and everything, then I started to, the first thing that I'm going to run it down to y'all real quick. The first thing that I ever noticed was I had to do a performance at the Porn Awards in 2004. I had to do a show at the Porn Awards. And so when I went to do my sound check, the producer, he told me at the end of my show, call all the ladies on stage. We at the Porn Awards. I mean, I'm talking about it's pussy everywhere. Why wouldn't I call all the women on stage, right? This is the Porn Awards.
Yeah.
This is the Porn Awards. Like, why wouldn't I call all the women on stage? So he told me to call all the women on stage. So when we performed that night at the show, I called all the women on stage. But about a couple of days later, I heard from some people when I was performing, somebody was trying to grab my dick, and they said something about it being a transgender person. Now, I say that to say this is the first time I've ever heard some foolery like that. And then I guess people just decided we can't get no dirt on them. Let's make something up. And that's where I found out that the media will bring you up to break you down.
Yeah.
Because it was like people had me all on YouTube and everything. And I'm sitting here because I'm the type of person, what comes up comes out. You're a very nice person. And I don't fuck artists that come on my show. So if you was not an artist, I would probably fuck the shit out of you. So, and you know.
Hey, let me explain some things. Let me. No. Hold up. When you say fuck the shit out of me, I'm explain something to you. Fucking the shit out of me, you got to do a lot because most likely I'm going to be doing the fucking the shit out of you. Flat out. At the end of the day.
You need to check my resume, boo. You got to check my resume. You need to Google Chalk Mommy and check out the clips, and we'll talk about that later.
Okay,
but
well.
I say that to say, from the videos and the pictures of the he-she, I just like, no, because first of all, they were ugly looking men and fucked up looking
hey,
men. And
listen.
You just don't seem like to fuck with anything under a dom status.
Hey, listen, first off, that would never happen in life. It'll only be a she. So, you know, and see, I think a lot of people had got that all the way messed up because it's like these days people can say anything about anybody. Mm-hmm. And since you got social networks, you got the internet, people believe stuff just because somebody said something. They ain't got no evidence in the first.
Valuable.
So, you know, they sit here and they just believe these things. And these people, they just trying to get their 2 minutes of fame. That's all they want. You know, they want to get on a reality show. They want to do this. They want to do that. Like, everybody want to be a star. Everybody want to be a celebrity, but nobody really has the talent. All they got to do is argue and say something about somebody that means something to the world.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to leave it at that. Church.
Matter of fact, JP got something. Hold on 1 second. Hello, 314-477. Hi.
How you just gonna put my
right.
my number out there? What's up, Chalk Mommy?
No, I didn't put the whole graph out. No, see? Hi, honey, how you doing?
I just making sure that you ain't harassing my man too much.
Oh
no, she good. Hey, listen, let me tell you something. When you want the truth, that's when I'm all about that. Like, whatever you ever heard about me, it ain't never been true. Like I said, people out here, they crazy. You know, sticks and stones break your bones. Words, they could never hurt me. I'm doing me. I'm out here having a blast. You understand what I'm
hey,
saying?
No, I'm not, like, she's a huge shit talker. That's what I'm talking about. She talks major shit.
She talk major. I mean, she gonna get her reaction. Whatever she wanna talk about, whatever.
She talk major shit on Twitter.
Ah, well, you know, it's all good. But look, it was beautiful talking to y'all. I'm having a lovely night with y'all, you dig? But Keith's rushing me. I got to go in here and do some presenting for some awards show. So, Keith,
okay.
I got to get off the phone. I think he's, you know, he's late, so
yeah,
he's making
sorry,
it like I'm late.
Time.
You know what I'm saying?
Present.
He's late, so now he want to make it like I'm late.
We appreciate you. On the show, Kingy, and normally what I do is I'm going to push your single for you, and I'm also going to write a blog and everything that I need from you. I'm gonna
yes,
hit,
ma'am.
I'm going to hit
you
your manager.
Push, hey, you going to push the single for me?
Am I going to who?
I said you going to push the single for me?
I sure am.
Well, I would really appreciate that. I would really
yes.
appreciate that. And anytime you want to talk to me and chat with me, I'm open. We can holler. So you know the person to get in touch with. So it ain't that hard.
Oh yes, and I'm also following you on Twitter. And you know, I might make an exception. And when I meet you, I might push your head out and say hi to Chica.
Okay, she's here with the
Chica. All right.
We'll
follow us back on Twitter.
You know, I like the energy. It's all good. I'm going to follow y'all back on Twitter, though.
All right, Chingy.
All right, baby. Y'all be cool.
Yes.
You too.
Thank you.
All right. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, man. I swear, this pizza I got bitch horny as fuck. I am going to have to do something tonight. I'm going to have to play with a toy, somebody's son, somebody's granddaddy, somebody's daddy.
Oh,
somebody's granddaddy.
No, hold up, because first of all, granddaddies are young as fuck. I'm 43 and I'm a grandma. So granddaddies are younger than what they used to be.
This is true.
Oh, wow. Pal TV on. 917-469, you're on the air.
Wow. You
going ham,
man.
Hello?
Hi, Joe.
Y'all can hear me?
Yeah.
Hello? There's mad noise in the background.
Okay, I got it.
Damn, man. Why ain't y'all pick up when y'all had Chingy on the phone, man? I wanted to talk to him. Pause.
Oh, you don't want to talk to me?
Nah, I want to get to why he's blocking me on Twitter. Yo, because you know what? I had did an interview with the tranny, with one of the trannies that he's rumored to sleep with, and then I try to hit him up, and he's blocking me. And I'm like, yo, I'm just doing my job, homie. There's nothing against you.
His manager is the phone, so, I mean, you can hear why he's
Nah,
nah,
I want to speak to Chingy.
I'm not manager, management. I do PR.
Oh, sorry about that, PR.
I want to speak to Chingy. Because it's like, yo, I'm a fan of this nigga. I have, like, all this nigga's albums. Pause again. Like, I've been rocking out with this nigga since 04. Like, so I do an interview, and I did an interview. And I just want to know why the nigga was blocking me. Damn, yo. I was like, damn, this nigga just hung up. Shit.
Okay, did you
quote something out of the interview or something? Yeah, I can't even hear what you're saying. It's like mad shit going on in the
background. Yeah, it's a lot of noise in the background off somebody's line.
Hey, I muted it. Okay, so did you say to me, okay, what was the message that you sent and you got blocked afterwards?
Was the message that I sent?
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, nigga, why you blocking fans? And I, like, tweeted him my Jackpot album. And, like, my whole iTunes. I'm like, damn, nigga, this how you treat your fans? Like, with some clown shit, but kind of serious.
Do you think that maybe he liked your music and that's why he blocked you?
What music?
You said you tweeted him your
It was
Jackpot
his music,
album.
Not... I don't rap. Fuck rap. I don't rap. I blog. I said I interviewed Sidney Starr, the tranny that, like, one of the trannies that that he is rumored to sleep with, and she was going in, like, but she ain't just going on him. She went in on him, Wayne, Twista, like, mad people.
Twista?
Yeah. No. I mean, my fault, not Twista.
Twist.
Shout out to Twista, not Twista. That's that. I don't
Twist.
Even know. Nah.
Lil Twist?
Nah. I ain't naming no names. I got to listen to the interview again. This shit was like 2 years ago.
Well, maybe he blocked you just because, you know, like, he didn't know, you know, he don't know who's a fan and who's just trying to cause, you know, drama. And maybe he just probably want to be over and done with it and
yeah,
he didn't really take time to figure out what your intentions were, you know?
Yeah. I was just going to call and tell him that most of these bloggers and most of these media people, they say what they want to behind the computer. They say what they want to on camera when you're not there. But then when they're in front of you, it's a whole different shit. It's like,
yeah.
We don't even know that, well, not that. It's like, we just do what we do to get views. We don't hate dude as a person. Some of us is actually fans of his. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but at
the
same time.
But like, say if Gucci Mane was to call me right now and be like, fuck Jeezy, and I'm a fan of Jeezy, I own a business. That's my blog. It's my business. So, hell yeah, I'm going to interview him. And if he says, fuck Jeezy, I'm going to sit there and listen. I'm not going to say fuck Jeezy too, but I'm going to put the interview up, put my little stamp, Pow TV on it, and get my views and get my money from YouTube. Ain't nothing against Jeezy, but that's what I'm going to do. Same thing that happened with Chingy. The tranny called me, said, yeah, I smashed Chingy. I didn't say, yeah, Chingy's gay. I just nodded my head like, yes, okay, that's what you think. Boom, record it on YouTube. That gets me blocked? Come on, son. And it's not the first time I pressed people from blocking me before. I'm blocked on Twitter from mad people. Amarion, Pinky, Tyrese, Rad B,
no.
Ricky Romance, who else? Shawnee O'Neal, Shaq. Like, mad people's blocking me, and I press people, and this is like a third time I had to. So, like, really ask someone, like, yo, you know you're blocking me, right? Why are you blocking me? What did I do to you?
Mm-hmm.
So, that's why I wanted to speak to him. Just to let him know, ain't nothing against him if that's the reason why he's blocking me. So, you know.
Yeah.
Huh?
You sound cute as hell.
Thank you.
Damn.
You never seen me before?
Yeah, who are you?
He's one of my BBM buddies, and he's on Twitter. But, pal, I got something I want you to do for me.
What's up?
Okay.
You want me to come over? I know you want me to come over, right? Yeah.
What's your Twitter name?
Pal TV.
Oh, okay.
Okay, this month, my magazine, my next issue is coming out, and
mm-hmm.
I want men to write articles for women.
Men to write articles for women? You sure you want me to do that? My article is going to be some ratchet shit.
Oh, man, I'm ratchet. I'm so fucking, man, please, I ain't saying you got to talk sweet. I mean, shit. Women
nah,
are
it's going to be some, like, a little boofy video.
No, I just want men to write shit from their point of view about women. I mean, it's your page, so it's in your words, and I'm going to publish it in the magazine.
All right, I'm going to write an article. I'm going to write a good article for you about Instagram. I'm going to write an article about Instagram and how it's destroying black women.
I mean, what? Like you want to write?
No, that's what I'm telling you. That's what I'm gonna write about Instagram.
Okay. And then ping me on BBM, and then that way I can send you the email address to send the article and stuff. And
all
then
right.
If you want to blog, please tell me so I can put it on the site so I can generate traffic your way. Not that you need it, or anytime you want to show off a dick pic or. You know, show people that hammer, you know, the ladies. Let me know. I'm all for a hammer, you know.
Crazy.
Hey.
No, I mean, from the West Coast, I don't know if you've ever made it to New York. New York niggas got a vicious ass dick game. Like, I don't know what it is. I think when they're in the womb, God put some special foot in the placenta. You know what I'm saying? When they
yeah,
get out and grow up and grow into fucking
niggas don't like condoms.
They fuck real good.
Yeah, because niggas don't like condoms.
I've never had an East Coaster.
A word?
Ooh. Yeah. Furthest east I've ever went is Texas, and that ain't.
Yeah, that ain't. That's like a third coast. You got
exactly, exactly.
You gotta come on that air train.
I've been there before, but
yeah, you gotta come on that air train to Long Island, not to JFK or LaGuardia. You gotta go to Central Islip.
My cool ass was in Manhattan.
nah, forget Manhattan. I'm from Long Island. We got manners. We open doors.
I almost got hit like five times, and I was on the damn sidewalk.
Yep. See.
Yeah.
That don't happen in Long Island.
Good. I don't like getting ran over by cars, at least.
Man. You got Instagram, too?
Mm-mm. No, I don't.
Okay.
I should get one, though, I'm assuming.
Oh, you got BBM, too?
Who, me?
Yeah.
No, just a Twitter and Facebook.
Oh.
I sent her your Twitter. I have to play this song, one of my guests, that they're asking for the homeboy, J. Cole. And, you know, since J. Cole is from my state, he's like an hour and a half over me. I have to play this song. I really
Oh, y'all going to CIAAs? Y'all going to any CIAA parties?
If I go, artists have already called because they want to meet me and fuck me and see if my head game is a felon, and I'm not fucking with them.
Oh, so you're going to hide. You're going to hide from Dick
I'm
all weekend.
I'm going to hide. I have a man, and my man ain't trying to, man, please. It's just certain shit you just don't do. And, you know, I can't lie.
So you got to behave yourself this weekend, but next week it's all good.
I behave myself all the time because I allow myself to get a man. Now,
okay, we on the radio.
Uh-huh.
So we on the radio, but we'll talk later. Be super ratchet.
Yes, just like the New York dick is ratchet. Good. Oh my God, it's just too good. I'm trying to find a fucking song. Everything looks the same to me right now. I don't know what the fuck. Hold on. Oh, here it is. Here it is. Here it is. So here we go. My favorite song by J. Cole, and it's Workout. And then after that, I gotta play Rolling. And then.
Rolling? Who's Rolling?
Yeah, that's from Sean Ward. It's off of my mixtape that I dropped on Valentine's Day. Love.
What's his name?
Sean Ward.
Young War?
No, Sean Ward. S-H-U-N-W-R-D.
Sean Ward. Shout out to Sean Ward. I never heard his song, but I'm going to listen to it now.
Yeah, we're going to play Workout by J. Cole first, and then Rolling, because Rolling be having me dancing, and I might take off my shirt and my bra and panties and my t-shirt. And
J. Cole don't get a shout out.
That's what I'm in right now. Well, just
a word. Tweet it.
Huh?
Tweet it.
Look at my Abby. I just followed you on Twitter. It's
okay.
The Black Dahlia.
Okay. Hey, we got a good thing. Don't know if I'ma see you again. But is that a good thing? This girl, I can be your man. Yeah, I know what's on your mind. You probably hope it never would end. Like it's a real thing. A real thing, just a one night stand. When you get too hot, like your flow. Yeah, I'm trying to think after the flow. I'm here for one night.
Do you really? Where is my song?
Oh, shit. Here we go. Rolling feature by Sean Ford, the street version. You know what? I'm going back to Tiny Chat. Fuck them. Let me tell my friend to tell them to I'll be in Tiny Chat. This is some bullshit. Oh my god. See, this is what happens. Tonight was an awesome show. You are an awesome co-host. Oh, my goodness. Oh, shit. You know what? Oh, my goodness. This is the story of my life. I'm always getting blocked off of something. I'm always getting kicked off of something. I swear. After a while, I'm not going to have anything else to stream my web on.
That's why you have to create your own empire. And yes, you're doing a damn good job at it.
I'm working on that. I'm working on that. Motherfuckers just, I swear. All that's going to happen is I'll create another room or something, or I'll go on fucking live stream or some shit like that, and it'll be okay. I'm going to play around with it or whatever, but, you know, it's cool. I'm going to be back tomorrow from 2 to 4. Yeah, I will be back on tomorrow from 2 to 4, and I will make sure that Chingy follows us back and whatnot. This is my little brother calling me to be like, bitch, I told you it was gonna get blocked. Fuck Block TV. They get on my fucking nerves any day of life.
I'll be tuning in tomorrow as well.
And I will be tweeting your picture, so you're gonna start getting a lot of follows.
Okay.
This is Kamala and Caprice calling it a night. We will see y'all tomorrow from 2 to 4 for old school hip-hop and R&B and some more sex talk.
Hey.
All right. Good night.
Night. Bye.